Syracuse Common Councilor Khalid Bey is running for an open citywide at-large seat on the council this November. Bey is currently the chair of economic development in a city where growth is lacking. WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports.
The city of Syracuse is ranked last in economic growth out of the top 100 municipalities in the U.S., according to a new study from the Brookings Institution. But Bay says it is at the discretion of the mayor of Syracuse, Stephanie Miner, to negotiate and enter business contracts and to decide how to spend the city's money.
That leaves the council only with the ability to approve what the mayor wants to spend or any contract that they may want to enter in, and the ability to foster an environment for a business to come. So we write legislation to make it easier to do business. We streamline some permit processes and the like. Anything we can do to reduce costs for businesses.
Bay says there are good tax agreements being made, like the ones with hotel developer Ed Riley, to renovate the former Hotel Syracuse and Symphony Tower.
The local hiring ordinance, which I give praise to Ed Riley for honoring it 100%, that's an example of the kind of things we can do to improve our condition.
Bay says it will take reinvestment in mom-and-pop stores and focusing the attention on the unemployment rate to revitalize Syracuse. Unemployment stood at 4.9% in the city in December. Bay currently represents a district that includes parts of downtown, the South Side, and Syracuse University. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.